Marashi, Tosfos. We didn't have a chance to review the Shurim. And there's, again, it's Tinavoda. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult. Sometimes at the beginning, it's a little bit upsetting. You don't remember things right away. But the gain of any chazara is that it'll stick. You'll remember much better. Certainly if you do it four times, five times, the more times you can do, Gemara Rashi Tosfos will make a kinyan out of it. But sometimes the chalishus, the disappointment that people have in their learning is almost all coming from not reviewing. Of course, as a certain chalishus, you look back and you say, what I remember, what sticks. So we know one of the advantages of being of doing college at the same time as learning is that we know it's chayvus. Hopefully, it's not a kidrug. But we know that when we expect of ourselves to know something, so we don't read the text once, not even twice. If we are going to be tested on it, and that grade is going to be an important grade for us, so we know, we read the text once, twice, we underline, we highlight, we make notes, we figure out how our mind works and how we're going to remember it. Right? And so much of the learning curve from high school till you're finally done with the testable learning is trying to figure out how will I remember this better. Yellow highlight, orange highlight, you know, little stickers with arrows on it, you know, all trying to figure out a new gimmick. Start backwards, start forwards, right? Just copy somebody else's stuff, you know. We're always trying to figure out what's the best way to learn. So we know that when we have to know something, and it could be a dervish or mabuka, it could be something that after the test we'd be happy to forget. We just need to know it for the grade. So we work very hard. Alachas kama v'kama is something that we really want to remember. So then, it's something that we're going to have to know later on. It's something that we're going to have to use later on in an interview, in a job. So then we use all of our ways of understanding ourselves and the way our mind works. So when it comes to learning, we have that advantage. Because we forced ourselves to figure out how we remember things. So it comes in the same thing. Obviously, you have to review it. Obviously, you have to make a decision exactly what is the most important to remember. You organize the material. Again, if the notes work, they don't work, highlight, whatever it is. But le'alman Yisrael, in other words, once we know, and it's an avoda, it doesn't come easy. It's a real avoda. It's a discipline. Just like if you would not have a test coming up, then there's no way that you would review whatever it is, history or bio or physics, whatever. It's only because the test is coming. Because it's an avoda to make oneself go over the material. And when it comes to learning, there is an extra mesikus to chazaring. When you review something, so on one hand, your Yetzer Hara is saying, but I could be learning a new daf, I could be learning new ideas, yeah. But then you'll just end up forgetting more. But if you review, if you chazer, you'll make a kinyan, you'll remember, you'll understand, and it'll become part of your recall. So let's go back to daf Yud Daled. Let's use the next few days and the Bein Hazmanim. It's halach that you have to do Hilchos Chag B'Chag. So in addition to doing some Hilchos Chag B'Chag, so let's do some Bava Kama, and we'll send out some questions to help the Chazara, and you have an opportunity to hopefully to craft some answers. Will be good for Chol HaMoed also. One of the first Amud Hilchos Chol HaMoed in the Mishnah Berurah, right, I think the first Amud Chelek Vav. So the Mishnah Berurah records the Chachmei Yerushalmi that complain that Chol HaMoed is given to us in order to learn more. Baruch Hu gave us a vacation from our work in order to learn more, some more time, and to daven a little bit longer. And instead, we spend Chol HaMoed running around and partying. So one of the Tanoim in the Yerushalmi, and the Meiram says that if he would have the ability, he would be mevatel Chol HaMoed. He can't do it. It's a Deraisa. It's a machlokes. It's the halachas. It's a Deraisa. The Rabbanon. So Chol HaMoed is a Yom Tov, and a Yom Tov is Chatzi Lechem. So it is a time for families to spend time together. And that's a huge Ichshir Adora, a huge improvement in the Klal Yisrael. When I was growing up, people didn't take up, nobody took up Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed was a regular work day. It's a different times. People, Siyata Deshmaya, you're able to take up Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if they say that you're not going to be around for a whole week, so that people took vacations in the summer. They weren't wasn't so common to take vacations at other times. Now, Baruch Hashem, many, many people are taking off Chol HaMoed. It's a huge improvement. It's one of the redeeming features of all the programs, is that people take off Chol HaMoed. So, that's a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous accomplishment. Tremendous improvement in Klal Yisrael. One that we wouldn't have thought about. Wasn't part of the program, so to speak. You know, I don't think Rabbanim in the 60s and early 70s were saying this is we got to go for this, get Chol HaMoed. It was Klal Yisrael. Just again, also it's part of being a more affluent community. It's a lot to do with people being in positions that they're able to control their own schedules, and certainly when you're first out, you can't do it. But if you're not in yet, so then so Chol HaMoed should be a time again, to relaxing time. If you're married, with your wives, children, with your children, your parents, but it's a time to learn a bit more also. So the learning should be a little bit about Yom Tov, and it's a great opportunity to whatever you chazav amakamba. 4 lines, 5 lines, in one shot, you'll see it's it refreshes the memory. It's a mechayev. So I'll try to facilitate that. We did it. I came across an interesting ha'ara by Yisrael Druk. It's a Rashi in Parshas Kisove, the Rashi in the Parsha right before Rami Yavi Ravi. So let's just give it the context. We, the Sipitius Mitzrayim that we have, the mitzvah of Sipitius Mitzrayim Lel Seder, so has different Gedorim. One of the defining principles is that it is Maschil B'Gnus of Psaim B'Shvach. The Machlaik is exactly what is the Gnus with the Shvach. Is the Gnus B'Tchilo Oivde V'Rizarayu? That it's gnus of Klal Yisrael, or is maschilim b'gnus avodim hayinu, that it's the difficult times of Klal Yisrael, and is mesayim b'shvach v'yachshav kirvonu hamokim labaydosoi, or is the shvach oitzionu Hashem Yisrael? It's machleik is Rav and Shmuel, and as you know, so we pass in both. We do both Rav and Shmuel. The central vehicle of the story, it's very possible and most likely that we are yotze the mitzvah of Sipritius Mitzrayim in its minimal form right after the Manishtana. But the Mishnah says that we're mekayim the mitzvah of Sipritius Mitzrayim by darshaning the parsha of Arami Ovidovi. We often have pointed out in the past that is a strange choice of telling the story. Now, what happens in most homes, that by the time we get to Rami Avidovi, so then we move quickly. So it happens for numerous reasons. Number one is because Baruch Hashem, five kids are in the Manashtana. So that's already, that adds on time, right? And it's easier to say Divrei Torah on the Arba Bon than it is to say on Zeronatuya, Zu, I don't know, whatever, right? Vamoleinu, Zavonim, Shenemar. So by the time we get to Rami Yavid Avi, so we've used up the discretionary time of the evening. So, and because the text of Rami Yavid Avi is a very hard text, the Haggadah text is very hard. All the Shenemars and the Drushes, and it's a hard passage to make exciting and interesting. Nevertheless, Chazal explained to us that they want us to use Arami Avid Avi to be the vehicle of the story. And that's Chazal often work that way. They have a certain vehicle by which they have a certain structure and program. Why Arami Avid Avi? That's what we say when we bring our Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. So why Rami Yavid Avi? So Rabbi used to point out that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and it's interesting, as I learned more, I saw that Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashgiach of the Mir, has the same idea. That this is where the Rav said it, is that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he defines the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Amira when it comes to Bikurim. Bikurim has two mitzvahs. One is to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, and the other is to talk about it. So the Rambam defines that mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'hoides L'Hashem. Right? So then the person comes and he's bringing fruit. So now the story is complete. We have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is productive. We're working Eretz Yisrael. We're living Eretz Yisrael. We have Beis HaMikdash. So Klal Yisrael has now come to its full Geula is there. It's there, you're in Beis HaMikdash, you have everything. Freedom, no Shivat Malchus, easy access to Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, farming the land. So every piece of Geula, Erev Zavos Chol Advash, Havtocha from Hashem, everything is mamish in place. So then a Jew stops and says, wow, let's talk about the road we've taken, right? Why do we tell the story then? As the Rambam says, you have to Hakoras HaTov. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he defines the mitzvah of Sipras Yis Mitzrayim, he says it's a mitzvah to be Makir Tov. Makir Tov for Bechiras Yisrael, Makir Tov for Geula, Makir Tov for all the different aspects of Geula, from Adam Torah, all the Dayenus. So the Rav used to point out that we have a mitzvah being Makir Tov for Yis Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch himself told us how to be Makir Tov. HaKadosh Baruch himself told us this is the text of Hakoras HaTov. Right. I remember the Rav, it was in the public drasha. He said, if A equals B and B equals C, this is the associated principle in A equals C. Right? So if C is Mitzrayim is Hakoras HaTov, and if Arami Avid Avi is Hakoras HaTov, then you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sivrit Yis Mitzrayim via Rami Avi Rabbi. And you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving you the text. So in our minds, we think that what we should be doing is going through all the Midrashim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu said. He wants a Karas HaTov. And then he gave us the text of a Karas HaTov. Good. And that's one of the Yesodas of Sivrit Yis Mitzrayim. One of the major avodos of the evening is the avodah of Hakoras HaTov. So Yisrael Druk points out the parsha of Arami Avid Avi. It says the psukim leading up to it. Uvosa el hakoyin asher yehyeh b'yomim ahem, you'll bring your food to the kohen. Ve'amarto elav, and you'll say to him, higadti hayoyim l'Hashem elikecha. I came, I made it. Ki vosi ala ores eshin shba Hashem l'avoseinu lo ses lonu. And I'm in the land that God promised us. Right? And then the next post is the Kohen takes the basket, The next pasuk is v'nisa v'amaratel neshem ekecha aram v'avida. Good. Rashi on the phrase v'amarta elov, and you will say, "I'm here. I got it." Right, right before the v'amarta of Rami says she'eincha kofi toiva, that you're not ungrateful. Ingrateful. What's the correct word? Ungrateful. Ungrateful. And ingrateful. Ungrateful. Good. The person is not ungrateful. So, if Yisroel Meirdruk says, isn't that a strange comment of Chazal to say? V'yamarte lov, should be, v'yamarte lov, ki makir tov anochi. I'm a grateful person. I want to give thanks. I'm going to give a yidah. Why is it the negative? V'yamarte lov, she'eincha kofi toiva. Come to his Baruch and say, I'm not a coffee type. He suggests the following. He says that to be envious to be a makir tov for Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it's beyond our capacity. It brings many indications. He says, to give Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not really, we don't grasp the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't give Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't grasp the greatness of being part of Klal Yisrael, to be able to really give full hakaras hatayim. The marshal that he gives is, I think it was Rabbi Yechanan. Gemara in Bracha says, Rabbi Yechon was the rabbi in the shul, and it was before the nusach hatfilah was firmly set, and the shlich tzibur started saying, "Akel agonu lagibur va'aner va'adir," went through the whole miyadu the end of hagona. And when he finally exhausted all of his superlatives and he was going to go on, right? Kelelgen Gemel Chasodim Toivim, Rabbi Yechon stopped him and said, "What's that? You're done? You're done giving Shev to Shmarach? You got it all?" So Rabbi Yechon said, "Just stick to the text. You can't figure all these things out. When's it going to start?" David Melech said, "Mi Yimalel, Gvuras Hashem, Yishmir Kol Tehilosei." Can anybody give him the full Shevach? Chazal gave us certain nuschos to say. If we stick with them, we're good. We're safe. So to really express Hakoras Hatov for Gulas Mitzrayim, for being part of Klal Yisrael, for having the mandate of mitzvahs, for being the Am Segula, for having access to Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the Tefillah, for Beis HaMikdash, and ain't safe. One night, we'll never get to the meal. You start doing real course of type. Forget about a rabbi every now and again. Right? So, the most we can do is say, we get it, but we're not a coffee type. We don't want to be a group that's not appreciative. The nishmas, so we say, ilu finu mole shira kayam. We couldn't do it. We couldn't give real Shemach. Therefore, right? The Lashon Shesamta Vifinu, hey, Yodu Yvarachu Shem Chifaru. How do you read it? We said, we can't give Shem Chaydaya. Therefore, we'll give Shem Chaydaya. So he says, that's the Pshat is the following. Pshat is that we're saying we really can't give full expression to what the Kishbaruch was providing for us. But Lashon Shesamta Vifinu, we have to still be empty a mensch. Can't be a coffee type. Can't not express one's gratitude. So he says he thinks that's what Rashi is pointing out with Rambi Amiravi. There are mefortune that suggest that when we say kol hamarve harveze meshuvah, kol hamarve lesaper, so why isn't that in violation of the shlech tzibur of Rabbi Yechanan? Kol hamarve lesaper. So we're going to tell more and more, and then we're still going to leave out details. Not going to be able to cover every detail of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when we start being marech and spending more and more time discussing the Shiva and Yetzias Mitzrayim, aren't we at one point going to get stuck in? This Meforshim suggests kolamar beharizem meshuvach should be kolamar beharihu meshuvach. Kolamar beharizem meshuvach. This is. They suggest that it could be that it means kolamar beharizem meshuvach means he becomes, the person becomes a meshuvach. The person becomes a better person. It's by being Makir Tov, so one goal of a Koras Tov when it comes to human beings, so one of the goals of a Koras Tov is to be a mensch. One of the goals of a Koras Tov is to express oneself to somebody else and build the greater sense of friendship and a relationship, and to show how much you appreciate all the different efforts they put into something. When it comes to Rabbonu Shel Olam, one of the goals, and this would be true in Olam L'Chaver as well, is to become a better person. So, Kol Amar V'Lesap V'Tiyas Mitzrayim means we become a more mindful person. We become a more a person who is more open to seeing things and is able to see more things. Right? So, we would still be Avodim. Whoever thinks about that? Whoever thinks about, we often think about the road not taken, right? We often think about what would have happened if we, something else, hopefully we think about that in a kind and good way. But whoever thinks back, what would have happened if my parents would have taking a different boat, coming in a different year, land up in a different community. What happened if everybody trace back, everybody thinks about. So one of the, as soon as you see that line in the Seder, you already see that you're thinking differently than you normally think. You already see the night is and very often you discuss, is that really, is it accurate? A different neschoy. So Hashem would have taken us out. So at some point we would have made it out because Mitzrayim no longer is in any empire that's still around. Right? So at some point Egypt was destined to fall. He says, is it really true? Ilo Tzion Hashem Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Ilo Tzion Hashem? It's a different portion, you discuss it. The very fact you're having the conversation, though, means that the Sefer Yetzias has already made us think, they opened us up differently. It means we already accomplished one of the avodos of the evening. So even if we're not going to be able to, in any one evening, to be able to delineate all the different details of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we may not be able to give full expression of the Hakkaras HaTov that we have to have. But one thing we will for sure accomplish is number one, not being a Kofri Tov, saying that we get it, there's a lot to be grateful over here. The fact that we're here, the fact that there's around the table, the fact that we our family made it this far. The fact that he's thinking that also there's a beautiful comment by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Rabbi Moshe Chalap points out, he says, what is the essential difference between the question of the Chacham and the question of the Rasha? Right? Age-old question. Right? The Rasha says, Mo'a avayin azayis lachem. And what does the Chacham say? Mo'a idu azachuk mishvot and masher. Tiva Hashem eschem. So when the Rosh says lachem, we get up in dollar shape. What do you mean? Why are you being moitzi eschem in a klal, right? And when the Chacham says, I should see Hashem eschem, he's a good guy. So he points out that in Chumash, the question of the Chacham is presented in Re'ei. No. The question of the Chacham is presented in Parshas Bo. Right, that's in Parshas Bo. The question of the Rasha is presented Mo'a Avodah Zayis Lachem. I think at the end of the parsha, Veiki v'yach Hashem lekecha el eretz. So he says that the question of the Chacham is presented when we're still in Mitzrayim, before we get to Eretz Yisrael. In the middle of the parsha of Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim. The question of the Rosh is presented in the parsha when we are already in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So the Chacham's question Russia. V'hoyeki sabol la'aretz asher Hashem noisa asher Hashem asher yitin Hashem lachem asher diber u'shmartem es ha'avodah azos v'hoyeki yom aleichem b'neichem mo avodah azos lachem. So that's after you get into Eretz Yisrael. Ki sabol la'aretz. Where's the Chacham? So maybe that's in Parshas Eikev. So that in itself is a very important orb. So the Chacham's question is while we're still in anticipation of having all the mitzvahs, having the korban, and being in Eretz Yisrael. So then so to ask at that point, I want to understand more of the mitzvah, that's something that's very praiseworthy. They're very desirable. On the other hand, if you're already in Eretz Yisrael, and you already have the Beis HaMikdash, and you've seen the Gula come to its full fruition. So then, to ask Mo'a Avodah Zayis Lachem, that's already very concerning. At that point, person should, that's what he suggests, at that point when you're, when you've seen the full geula, so then not to want to engage the mitzvah in a greater and greater fashion is of great concern. If you haven't seen the full geula yet, and the bumps, and you're in Chevel Leida, and Chevel Mashiach, and there are ups and downs, all right, so then it wouldn't be so terrible. And if in that context, so someone says, "Ma, he's a chukum mishpatim," so of course he's supposed to be fully embraced. So the, with this understanding, the Rosh represents a person who either doesn't have a Koras HaTov, or a person who doesn't appreciate that without all the mitzvahs we wouldn't have gotten to where we got to already. It wouldn't have happened. So the once we get, before we even get to Kolam Marva Reza Meshubach, we've already hopefully begun to, the impact of the evening's already taken root. We're already thinking in ways that would not think otherwise. We've already asked a question we wouldn't normally think about. So then to say Kolamar Barezi Meshuvach means that, and a person who continues to think in a penetrative fashion, a person who begins to think in a mindful and thinking fashion. Kolamarba, if it would just be Kolamarba, a person who's beginning to think in to make lists of things that we know already, it wouldn't be bad. But that's not the point. The point is that when you get to Kolamarba, so you've already raised issues that we would not normally have thought about. And then to say, and a person who continues in the course of the evening to personalize, right? The Ilo Tzion Hashem Mitzrayim, Hevei Onu V'Neinu M'nei V'Neinu. So the person who continues to connect the dots between something which happened in Mitzrayim and how it affects me. Something happened to Klal Yisrael, how it affects me. That's called Amar V'Reizim Meshuvah. That's the... So that's question that we raised is, when is it appropriate to say Kol Amarba? If it's a question of giving Shevach to Hashem, so we say Kol Amarba is not in place. Is it right to say Kol Amarba when it means discussing more and more of the Geula? Yesh Ladun B'zeh. Is that the same thing? Is just giving more Shevach? You'll never really complete, never be accomplished. There'll always be something missing. So we said either Kolam Marbe makes sense when it's to be an expression of me wanting to be a grateful person. And then Kolam Marbe makes sense. Or Kolam Marbe makes sense when it's me expressing I want to be a more thoughtful person. I want to think about things I didn't think about before. Or Kolam Marbe makes sense in the context of a person saying, I want to connect some of the ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim to Lamaisa. What does it mean for us? You give many mashalim like that. Something we're thinking about. Now, one mashal is that we all say by the Lail City, Ilo Tzion Hashem Mitzrayim, because Baruch wouldn't have taken us out, meant to Shari Tuma. There are others, so many aspects of the, then there are, I mentioned on Shabbos, there, it's not uncommon for previous generations to open up personally at the Seder in a way that would not open up at other times during the year. Again, you're, Baruch Hashem, too young to see this, but I've often heard people who had grandparents who went through the Shoah, that they were clamped shut most of the year. They wouldn't discuss it. and probably wouldn't discuss it. Either the people think they wouldn't discuss it because it was just too painful a place to go. They didn't want to. I always thought it was a different reason, because very often people who would not open up about the Shoah, they would open up with somebody else who went through the Shoah. They wouldn't talk with their kids, but when they met another person who was in the same camp, or a person from the same town, they would talk about it. So I always thought that the reason why those who went through the Shoah would not open up is because they realized that if you weren't there, you there's no way you can understand it. And they could tell stories for hours, but Baruch Hashem, you grew up in America, you just can't connect with the what they were subjected to. So I was like, well, why bother? And they're not going to get it. But if there's a person who went through the Shoah, the person was there, then often it was a sense of relief. So people would clam shut, but very often when it came to Leil Seder, it would open up. And then after there was like after the Seder, like stop closing again. And the reason probably is because they connected with the idea of Shibud and Geula. And it was a night when they felt that this was part of the program. They had their own Shiva, their own Geula. And that's what Kadosh Baruch had in mind, that people should connect personally. Then, you know, Baruch Hashem, we cannot connect personally to Shibud and to that kind of Yisurin. But we may be able to connect with ideas of Mem Tashari Tumah. We may be able to connect with the ideas of Shleishinuas, Malbushimus, Lashonam, Shemam, the idea of maintaining some kind of cultural integrity, which they weren't able to maintain. So that's what we have to think about. The parts of the Seder which we can personalize. So that begins to happen in Avodah Medina. Personalizing, thinking about things in a different way than we would think about them in any other context. And then we say, Kolamar v'reze meshubach. And a person who can use the evening to go out of the box, out of one's comfort zone, to say things that one otherwise wouldn't say. So that's a reason meshulach. To be marach in that way is very, very important. Yehuda?
If so, is it a good practice that the kids come in with Divrei Torah, Yachatz, or Orchatz, and all these things, or should parents tell the kids to bring in examples of our reason meshulach?
When things are working, you don't like tinkering with things. So, my impression is that kids being, and we were all kids, right? Coming home from Yeshiva Ketana with Divrei Torah. So that's my impression is that that's been part of Klal Yisrael probably in the post-war years. And I don't know if that happened. I don't know if my parents ever had that kind of experience. And my impression is that it happened for numerous reasons. Number one is because the generation after the Shoah, many of them did not remember how their parents ran the Seder. And they didn't have sort of a Masorah. Many did have, and many... So it was the Yeshiva Ketanis filling in that void. And another reason why I think it happened is because one of the greatest tools that we have in education is building in a kid's self-esteem and making him feel important and making him feel in the limelight. And by giving a kid something to say and being part of the program, so otherwise... Otherwise, it can get very boring, and you feel you're not part of it, you're not there. So by giving a kid something to say, something to shine, so that works. So I don't know if you want to tinker with something if you're not really sure how you're gonna replace it, and you also don't know if a child would be severely disappointed if they've been given numerous different Torah to say, and then they don't have a chance to say them. So it's tzorichi. On the other hand, Baruch Hashem, when you have many kids around the table, sometimes they have to figure out how to spread the wealth. But I don't know the answer to the question. I think that it would be a good thing if parents could sort of take back parts of the Seder and figure out what works with their kids, and if the kids can become more spontaneous, I think it would be a good thing. But it depends. Everything depends on the kid. What works. And there is something to almost develop a mesorah from the yeshiva ketanas as to what questions are the people make fun of the ilu kirvonu of Ner Sinai. That's something that everybody has five answers to. There are different questions, a few questions like that. Gavi?
I know that since it's not broken, why fix it? But are we competition if teaching the children the wrong taker of the Seder then?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say we're teaching the wrong. I wouldn't go that far.
Just not. But kind of that everything's main focus besides for that. That's usually when telling kids that less large auras.
Right. But I don't know how skilled we are at being able to fix it. It is very hard to make the rally of the interesting and engaging. So you really have to, before you tinker it, you have to really have you have to know you can pull it off. It's very, very hard. Very hard to pull it to make that interesting, make it flow. And I often thought that, it was mentioned in previous years that whenever something happens in Klal Yisrael, you have to look at it very carefully, and it could be that there is a very, very important redeeming feature, or perhaps a yesod. So it's very possible that what has happened in the Lel Seder is that if you look at the structure of the evening, so until the Rami Ovid Ovi, we're creating a context. We're doing the preparatory, it's all the hakdamos, right? The whole Achma Anya is a hakdama, pointing out what's around the table, and that we're here, and this is not the ideal. This is a bimkoim, right? And then the next hakdama is in Yiv Kiddush. Obviously, the next hakdama is the Manishtana, setting things up to notice why that they're doing things differently. Then Avodim Hayinu is a kitzur, what we have to do. And then the Masa is explaining what are the gdorim of the mitzvah. When it should be said that Afilu Kulon Chacham Nevoinim, right? And then the Maisa, Ben Zoymer is the timing of the mitzvah. And then Kineged Arba Bonim is that everybody has a chelek in the mitzvah. And then we start with the Rami Ovid Ovi. So it could be that what Klal Yisrael noticed is that the success of the mitzvah is going to depend on the hachana, how well you're prepared for it. And if we would the more hachana you have, the more you say there are four kids here, we got to figure out how each one of these kids is going to feel part of the same. Tassim Leib, right? There is a story here, this could go on and on and on till the morning. You gotta figure out how to organize it so that we catch the best time of all the participants, and that there'll be something left for later on. We have to figure out that people recognize that there are a lot of different props going on in every different prop, every part of the, there are different mitzvahs. So it could be that the part of the Seder which is easier to make interesting is Chazal already appreciated that the Hachana is going to be the most influential. If we have good Hachana, then we have a shot at being able to make the Makos. And if we lose the people during the Rami Avinami, we'll get it back by the Aser Sedibros and the Kamamalos Tovos, and hopefully by the Hallel. I think that the way that most Siddurim run is not in the ideal way. In other words, but it could be there's a reason for it, that the Hachana is so important. But the Rami Amid Avi is the Sipur, and then the Hallel, we're supposed to build up to the Hallel. But it could be that Kol Yisrael figured it out better. And that the statements that you make during the Hachana, maybe those are more important statements for people around the table. Good. Good.
Can Rabbi speak about the Shnei Tafshilin on the Seder plate, especially after this year, where there's no Korban Chagiga that's anyways brought on the Dalet Shabbos?
So the Shnei Tafshilin are still Zecher LeMikdash. So even though when when the Korban Pesach, I mean for the second Seder, when the Korban Pesach is on a Shabbos, the Korban Pesach is on a Friday, so then. But I think that the Shnei Tafshilin, because they're Zecher LeMikdash, they are focused on upcoming year. We don't know exactly how the upcoming year is going to work out, whether it's Shabbos or Matzoy Shabbos. So the Shnei Tafshilin, the part of the Ka'ora, which is the furthest part, from the Bala Seder. And they probably have several cumin. One is Zechel and Mikdash. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Melamed. The pasuk says Utsian Ein Dei Reish Lo. Navi complains that no one is seeking out Yerushalayim. So that we have to have at the Seder, we have to remind ourselves that this is an incomplete. That Ikir Chosim in a Seder. There's no Korban Pesach. That twice a year, we're part of the Nusach of Davening is to say Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim. Right? At the end of the Seder and the end of Yom Kippur. Hezra Dover is there are two events which are magnificent events. And we could easily complete the event and have a very ruchnistic and an event that is an event of great aliyah ruchnias. And we would forget that this is not what it's supposed to be like. So one is Motzei Yom Kippur, and the other is Lel Seder. So we have to stop for a moment and say, hopefully, with Siyata Deshmaya, it was a magnificent evening. We have to remind ourselves, but there's no Korban Pesach over here. Shana Abba B'Yerushalayim, right? Lel Motzei Yom Kippur, Kapora, have a new lease. Got to remind ourselves, but we didn't have the Sur Lazosa, we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. So So the evening has to have certain points in time where we say, this is a miniature, this is Zeir Anpin, this is a little bit of what it's supposed to be like. Mamasha, just a little bit of what it's supposed to be like. It's very, in Kippur also, a much, much different kind of event. So part of the having the Shnei Tafshilin is an order that we will have a Bikush. We remind ourselves this is an imposter of an evening, and remind ourselves that we're looking forward to having a Korban Pesach. So that's one. The other kiyum is probably that it is hard for us to fully appreciate, something we have to be more involved with, is that in place of having Mikdash and Korbanos, we're supposed to be very well versed in Mikdash and Korbanos. So again, this is not on our top, you know, top two or three to-do things is to, why? Because we figure we have to get very well versed in Shabbos, right? And in Yom Tov, and in all of Baruch Hayim, and then parts of Yeridei that are Lambasa. And then we have to know the schedule and the program of Bnei Yeshivas, to know the Bavis and Noshim. So the program of knowing, being well versed in Mikdash and in Korbanos is not on the top, the very top of the list. But as a result, so we're missing a huge part of the experience of Klal Yisrael, and as a result, we're not we are missing part of the sense of Bikush that we're supposed to have. So that's why Chazal point out many times that by learning the halachas of the korbanos, it's ki'ilu we brought a korban. Saying the korbanos in the morning. Saying that we should be more. Requires a lot of time. We all begin learning late, so we don't get to it, so to speak. So in Leil Seder, one of the ideas we want to give expression to, and that's what the Chacham does, is by being more aware and maybe even being a little bit more familiar with the Seder that would happen in Yerushalayim in Beit Zman HaMikdash, that would have Bimekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. There's a Bimekayim. So that's why we have the Shnei Tafshilin. Sometimes we get so used to seeing things that we don't think about them. Yeah. But it would be good to say Pesach remind us of the Korban Pesach. We get Korach. Korach was Pesach Matzah Mor. But it's obviously a different kind of an evening when every single family in Yerushalayim, when Klal Yisrael is in Yerushalayim, and every single family is very, very connected with Mikdash. They're eating mamash, a korban from Mikdash. The Ruchniistic aspect of Yerushalayim, it's hard for us to appreciate this. But when all of Klal Yisrael piles into Yerushalayim, so everybody recognizes and experiences a Ruchniistic dimension that we don't attach to otherwise, right? Because the Mishnah says, Me'olam li'omar, one of the nisim of Yerushalayim is that nobody ever said tzali. So it means that the whole family was there, grandparents, grandchildren, whatever. You try to find a place ever to sleep. It's impossible. Every family comes to Yerushalayim. Like, it means that every single program around the world, right? You have all these hotels that are all these packed hotels around the world. They're all going to make it in the walking distance from the base of Mikdash. It's going to happen somehow. everyone's going to pile into Yerushalayim. It's not going to be physically, it's not going to be possible to figure it out. And it works. So everybody's going to see that the square mileage of Yerushalayim can accommodate more than is physically possible. So that means we're all going to be living in a new dimension that's only accessible in the precincts of Mikdash. So that's where so that alone changes the whole evening. It's taking place in a different dimension, so to speak. That Mokim Hamud Machzik Zamruba. As the cook wrote, is that that's the first the introduction to everybody to Mikdash. The Klal Yisrael to Mikdash. Mokim Hamud Machzik Zamruba. When we watched the induction of the Kohanim. We all came to the plaza in front of Mikdash. But Korban Pesach. So we divide all of Klal Yisrael into three parts and we're going to make it into Mikdash. So it means everybody's going to come back and sit down with the table and get explained. It didn't make sense to net up. Right? And have these big signs. Occupancy in Azara is 450 people, big red letters. And I'll say that there were thousands of us there. So that really makes it. So that's why we have to have the Shneit of Shulin to remind us that there are that the Leil Seder that we will experience is in an entirely different order. So I don't know if we know if we have a reason for it. The best understanding we have, probably, I think the Meforshim and Chumash, I think Kliyokar has, is that because Chometz represents a lack of Hachna, right? And the lack of hachna doesn't have a place in the successful avodas Hashem, but it raises a very important point, and that is that when we eat the matzah, we don't really focus on this. But it would pay to focus on the matzah is the most like the korban mincha that we bring in mikdash. In terms of all the things that we eat during the course of the year, so the matzah is the only one that was mutar al mizbeach. So that means that of all the korbanis mincha, so they're different korbanis mincha. But one of them, some were fried, some were pan fried, deep fried, but the one that was baked, the mafei taner, was probably most like a Svardi matzah. Right? So ours is probably, the Ashkenazi matzah is probably just a mushal, a dugma. But in terms of having something which is like a korban mincha, so the matzah is the closest we get. So it's an important thing to also to when we have the korban Pesach. So we Ashkenazim assume probably correctly that we're going to be eating a bit like a Sephardi matzah, right? Like some kind of a laugh or something. That Ashkenazim over the years have adopted the cracker matzah because that way we were safe. We didn't make sure there was no problem of any chametz. But it's also Muslim we have to korban mincha. Okay. So we'll go back to tomorrow with the Shem. So please spend some time in the Seder, in the morning Seder, doing Chazara.